And speaking of artists and everything about that, we got to jump into our next segment here on New Music Monday, which is our local artist interview. And I'm joined by Elizabeth and Sid in the studio. Hello, guys. Welcome.
Hi.
So tell us all about the artist that you guys chose for today. I had a little bit of influence on this one this week, but tell me about it.
Okay, so we interviewed Zach Crane, and he is like a, I don't know, rapper, but also kind of like... Mm-hmm. Just singing with like beats. I don't know how to describe it.
He actually like really reminded me of Justin Bieber, like the way that his sound sounds. Mm-hmm. It's like kind of poppy, but also kind of rap.
Right, exactly. So we interviewed him, got to talk to him. He's super fun, super interesting. I probably could have talked to him for like another 20 minutes or so, but fortunately we could not have, but you know.
I absolutely love that. So did it shock you when you guys like got on the call with him? Like, how was he?
I mean, I was super nervous because he has kind of like a big following, and so I was definitely sweating it. And then he answered the call, and he was just so chill and easy to talk to. He was like walking around the whole time, which sort of just made it feel like I was on like FaceTime with a friend.
Yeah.
Like,
right. You know. Oh my gosh, I do that all the time when I'm on the phone. I'm just walking around talking.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. It literally, it really did feel like being on the phone with a friend, and like, he was also asking us questions, too, and I was like, well, I have to edit that out, but I would love to keep it in. I could do, like, maybe another extended version or something, but, yeah, it was awesome talking to him.
I love that. Well, without further ado, here is our local artist interview this week with Zach Crane.
I want to know, like, how did you first get into music?
I started playing guitar when I was 6 or 7, around that age, and then my family's big into music. My dad showed me, like, a bunch of, like, metal and rock and stuff when I was a kid, and then my papa, who I lived with my whole life, he showed me, like, the Beatles and stuff, so I've been listening to music and, like, consuming music since I was as long as I can remember, but, yeah, I've always loved and had, like, a passion for playing and performing, whether that's walking around my living room as, like, a 4-year-old singing to my family. Or like me doing it now, obviously, but yeah, it's always just been in like kind of my DNA, I feel like. And my mom was a cheerleader for the Bulls, so like she was a pretty big entertainer herself, so yeah.
So what drove you to start writing your own music and sort of putting that out there?
Honestly, is like cliche and like depressing as it sounds, just like drama. Like, if that's as real as I can be, like I mean, but that's like, that happens with a lot of things, not just like writing music, you know that, but I mean, other that's like physical art or just like pursuing a passion or a career, a goal or something. But I always just, I always wrote poetry, as did my mom. So she got me into that when I was younger, probably like 12 or like 11, I started. And then around, I'd say 2018 is when I started writing full songs and like trying to make my own music to release to people. But up until then, I just sang other people's stuff. But yeah, so I'd say 2018 is when I started writing. And honestly, just a lot of life experiences that brought me to that point.
Yeah. So I noticed that you, in a common theme in your music is, you know, you talk a lot about mental health, you talk a lot about relationships. Is there a theme that have come back to when you're sitting down and writing a song?
I mean, honestly, mental health has just been like so huge in my life for so long. My mom dealt with bipolar, like depression, like anxiety, and I definitely picked up on some of her anxiety. My mom passed last January, so I'm a very big advocate on, you know, suicide awareness, health, as I mentioned. But you know, it's just I really wasn't writing, like everything that was released, my music and written before 2023, honestly, was all written just for entertainment purposes, no like real life experiences. Like I wrote about things that pertained to people that I was going through, but like not like specifics. Like after mom passed, like that opened and unlocked like a different like door and different window into my like ability. So I just started telling like my story. But yeah, I'd say, yeah, like you said, like mental health is definitely the thing that just brings me back and centers me. I'm actually, my manager Matt and I were starting a in this adventure. He's a co-founder with me. We're starting a mental health clothing line called Calm and Collected. It's actually going to be a soft launch next month.
Wow.
And we're kind of going to plan on doing like a little college circuit. So hopefully I can go to Illinois State on the books. We have have U of I and University of Iowa already, so hopefully we can get you guys in and just spread some awareness and stuff.
Yeah, just stop by. That sounds super cool. Well, it's nice that you can get something that like you care about and you're passionate about and, you know, express that through your art.
Definitely.
So I also saw that you sang on the news last year.
Yeah, it's, oh man, 2023 was wild. I played on WGN. My music was on 101.9, all star radio stations picked up a lot of, we're across college radio. So, I mean, yeah, it was a crazy year, definitely. I mean, 2023 brought a lot, especially early 2023. It was pretty dope. And then I opened for Phillip Phillips, one of my like childhood and high school like idols from American Idol. So yeah, it was cool. A lot of full circle moments. But yeah, WGN was definitely top tier in that list for sure.
Yeah, that's super cool. I'm sure it must have been just a wild experience.
Hey, I'm Zach Crane, and you're listening to my song Need to Say here on 103.3 WZND's New Music Monday.
Lifted weight. I'm reading through the lines, 'cause every street sign, it seems to point your way. You feel like the lake side, I'm kicking the same vibe. All the chains I held are breaking. I can feel the ground is shaking. I can't hear a word you're saying. I feel that hole in my chest every time.
On tour with a couple of, or with one of your idols, who would you say influences your music?
Like the upbeat stuff, I'd say like Michael Jackson. Like he's been my number one since I was literally like a child. Michael Jackson changed everything. My mom and I would just vibe out to Michael all the time. And then Justin Bieber, oddly, I love the Biebs. So it's definitely, I'd say those two. And then Bozzy, he's a huge influence on my music. Andrew Bozzy. I don't know if you guys listen to him, but oh God. you don't, check him out. He's fire. Yeah, I'd say those three.
Sweet. So let's get back to your writing process a little bit more.
For sure.
When you sit down to write a song, what does that process sort of look like?
There's been times where I have like gone off of like poems I've written, but I like, it's easiest for me, and I like to have like at least a guitar riff or something, just like some music to like write to. Like I don't like writing without music. So like my producer will send me over some beats, or like I'll find something, or I'll like my buddy will play something, or I'll play something and it'll catch my ear. And then I just sit down and I just go for it. And now, actually, funny enough, so I actually started going, I go live and stream every day on TikTok now from like 12:30 or 1 o'clock, like central time, usually until like 3 or 4, but like around like 2, that's when I start writing. And what I do is I like incentivize people. So I'm like, all right, like, let's see, you know, who's the most active or who like gifts the most or whatever. And I'll be like, at the end of this, I'll set a timer, and at the end of the 5 minutes, I will choose somebody to write a song for, and I'll have them give me like 3 keywords. And then I'll write a song in like 30 minutes with them.
Mm-hmm.
And like the whole chat's like popping off, and they're like, oh, you should say that instead of that. And then I'll try it, and it gets like everybody pretty into it. So I feel it's like cool bringing them a part of the process. So that's been the process for the past like 2 weeks. It's fairly new and I love it. It's super fun. But other than that, I just like to kind of lock myself in the studio and just vibe out. I just like catch a groove or something and just write, like just pour it out. And a lot of them I just scrap, but that you'll find the best songs I've written are just like quick and random.
Yeah.
Thank you again to Zach Crane for being our local artist interview this week on New Music Monday. So again, I'm joined by Elizabeth and Sid in the studios, and they're going to tell us a little bit more about everything with Zach Crane. So tell me how it was overall experience with him.
It was just so nice. Like, he's such a nice guy. Because we talked a little bit about how he sort of got really big really quick when he opened for Phillip Phillips.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was talking a little bit about like coping with that and like, you know, adjusting to that big change.
Right. That quick rise to fame is definitely something that would rock your world, you know, either in a positive or negative way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned how he performed on WGN, and I was like, that was like the most exciting part to me, because growing up, like, WGN was always like my news station. Like, if I watched the news, it was WGN. And I remember seeing so many different like artists or like kids on the show. And I was like, that's amazing that he was one of those people. Like, I could have watched that.
Right. Exactly. That's so cool. And to give a little background about how Zach Crane came into my radar and how all that was my good friend Hannah Brummer, or Hannah B, over at Star 96.7 reached out to me, and she's like, hey girl, like, I know you do everything with new music and local artist interviews, like, you need to interview Zach, like, he is so talented, like, check him out. And of course, hopped on his page, checked out all of his music, and it was so amazing. I was like, yep, we need to get him on New Music Monday, 110%. And honestly, I can't wait to see what he does from here. I feel like he has launched, and now it's like the world's his oyster.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like with him being able to platform himself on like TikTok more too, because he's been getting into like TikTok Live and stuff, like, that'll also help him create like a whole different group of people that are going to listen to him compared to someone like on Instagram or something.
Yeah. Right, 100%. And we talk about that all the time on New Music Monday, with TikTok really influencing artists and getting their names out there to people that might not be able to, you know, get to the music or know about him. It's like such a great platform for new artists that it's awesome that he's utilizing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was like really cool to hear him talk about how he uses the lives to create collaborative songwriting with his fans, like direct interaction. So we talked a little bit about like his songwriting techniques, and he told me that he was interested in poetry and that he would write poems. Ooh. And that was initially his like dive into songwriting and music.
Yeah.
And I just think that that's really cool that he's just like so connected to the writing and that he connects to his fans in that way.
That's super cool and very unique. Like, you never really hear artists talking about poetry relating to songwriting.
Right.
But I could totally see that as an instant collaboration.
Oh, yeah.
And it's also different, like, for his like first like musical inspirations that he got from like his dad and his grandpa, they're super different from like what he makes, which I think is really cool, because like I feel like a lot of people want to sound similar to those who like inspire them a lot, but right. like he doesn't really have the same sound as anyone, mm-hmm. I feel.
Right, so. I totally agree, because he was saying with his more pop stuff that his inspiration is Michael Jackson. Okay. And it's like, I could hear that a little bit with the pop, but not a lot, and I like that. I like yeah. that he's using it as inspo, but it's not copying, mm-hmm. you know?
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Like you really like, have to artists, listen to the music.
Right, you really have to listen to it, because some artists like will say their inspo is this band, and they sound exactly like them. And it's like, no, like use it as inspo, but be your own thing.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I've also seen artists hopping on TikTok and then releasing kind of the behind the scenes stories of how a song came to be. So mm-hmm. I would love to see Zach do that as well. I feel like if he hopped on there and kind of said like, this is the message behind the song mm-hmm. and all that, that would be super cool to do too.
Yeah, I feel like fans would definitely love that, because whenever I see like my favorite bands post on TikTok, it just makes me so happy. I feel like TikTok is like the best platform to like share everything about your music career.
Right.
Because like anything can blow up on TikTok. Mm-hmm. So like,
oh, for sure.
You might as well just spam post anything. Right. I'll watch it.
He's so charismatic. Like mm-hmm. it's such a good platform for him to reach his audience. Because mm-hmm. like he's so down to earth. Like I can't imagine him being like super formal. You know what I mean?
Right. And right. Like he's TikTok's like, a little informal, where you can mm-hmm. be very personal and charismatic and make jokes. And like you will connect to people in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially because I feel like he's like definitely like a chit chatter. So I feel right. like he's great on those lives. He's probably always like responding to comments and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I definitely want to join one day.
Yeah, tune in.
Oh, yeah, maybe we'll have him write like a WZND song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We need something like that for sure. Well, again, thank you again to Zach Crane for being our local artist interview this week on New Music Monday.